Amen. Can we just turn that into a hand clap of praise to Jesus? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I want to see God move tonight. All right. Can you hear me a little clearer now? Amen. I want to see God move in my life. I want to see God move in our midst. Praise God. Amen. How many appreciate the Holy Ghost? The presence of God. Amen. There's nothing greater than receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and striving to live for God. And like I was talking about this morning, Brother Adam alluded to it, just finish what you start. If you start living for God, continue. Don't get weary in well doing. In other words, don't get tired of doing what's right. We can never get tired of doing what's right. And you may say, Brother, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I have challenges. We all do. Even Elijah, he was a man of like passion. Elijah was just like each and every one of us. There was nothing different or unique about Elijah other than he prayed. He prayed earnestly. And we need to pray, church. Praise God. Also, I did talk to Brother Reeves yesterday. Was it yesterday? I don't remember when it was. Time goes by so quick. Yeah. It was yesterday. And talking about his grandson. His grandson had another surgery, heart surgery, and he's not doing good. He's walking around, but he's not fully recovering like he should. He's 14 years old, and that's not a good thing. You know, be just a young boy with a lot of life still ahead of him. That's what we would think. But it's God that gives life. How many know that? And so Brother Reeves asked if our church would pray for him. His name is Trevor Reeves. Amen. That God, why don't we do that right now? Can we just lift up our hands right now? Lord God, we ask that you touch this young boy, Trevor Reeves, oh God. You can mend a broken heart, oh God. You can also fix an ailing heart, oh God. You can heal a heart, Lord, that's afflicted. And we're asking right now that you physically help and heal that young man, Trevor Reeves, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Can we clap our hands one more time unto the Lord? Praise God. Amen. I'll try not to be too lengthy tonight. Praise God. I was going to say I'll try to be short, but I am short. Let's go to the book of chapter 9. Book of Luke, chapter 9. Oh, I got it here somewhere. Praise God. I usually mark them, but I didn't do that. Chapter 9 and verse. I think I wrote down the wrong verse. Praise God. Am I in the right book? Luke chapter 9, verse 57. I'm in the right book. If you're there, say amen. Praise God. And it came to pass, Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. How many times have we said that? Jesus, lead me and I'll go wherever you send me, whatever you want me to do. Has anybody ever said that? Lord, I will follow thee wherever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes. In other words, they have a lodging, if you will. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Praise God. In other words, he was saying, I don't have a permanent residence here. You're going to follow me, but you're not going to know where you're going, but I'm going to be with you. How many know that? That if we follow Jesus, we may not know where he's taking us, but he's going to be there. He's going to be there. He told his disciples, go on the other side of the sea, and I will come unto you. If God sends you somewhere, it's because he's going to show up there. He's going to be there. Praise God. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. I'm going to go bury my dad. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. I don't know if his father was dead. He just said, let me go bury my father. Or if his father was, like we like to use that term nowadays, in hospice, getting ready to die. And he got a calling from Jesus, go preach the word. And he's trying to just, my dad's about to die. I want to bury my dad. Jesus said, you go preach. Go preach the kingdom. Let the dead bury the dead. And then another also said, Lord, this is another person, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. This guy was going on a journey. Just let me say goodbye to everybody. Just let me hang out with him. When God calls you to do something, it's no time to delay and make excuses. If you're going to do something for God and you feel the unction and the calling of God, we cannot make excuses. But then look what Jesus said. He said unto him, no man, that's no one, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Once we get our hands on the plow, let's just hold on to it. Don't let loose. Get a good grip of the word of God in your life and just keep plowing. Praise God. Amen. Can we put our Bibles down? Let's just lift up our hands. Lord God, we come before you tonight. Put a desire in our hearts. Put a zeal in our lives to do those things that are pleasing, oh God. Let us get a good hold of the gospel. And let us not look back. Let us not turn back, Lord. We're asking for strength. We're asking for encouragement. We're asking for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and a great outpouring of your Spirit upon our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands as you're seated. Praise God. Amen. And simple title, don't look back. Don't look back. Amen. I was thinking about the children of Israel. It says that when they were out in the wilderness, their hearts were turned back to Egypt. Praise God. Because how many know that sometimes the word of God says that man that is born of a woman is a few days in much trouble. How many know that we're just going to have trouble? That's just what life. It's just life. We're going to have some hard times. That's biblical. Praise God. Amen. But so when things got rough while they were in the desert, it says that their hearts turned back to Egypt. Praise God. The only thing they could remember was the good times. That's all they were out there hungry. It was hot. They were thirsty. But the only thing that they could remember back in Egypt was the good times. When they got to sit around the big pots of stew, amen, the onions, the leeks, the melons, that's all they could remember. They forgot, amen, that they were slaves. They forgot that they were beaten, that they were abused, amen. amen, that their children were put out to death. Praise God. Amen. They forgot that, amen, there was a wage to pay. Praise God. They forgot about the sorrow and the pain and the misery. All they could, and that's what happens sometimes. Sometimes living for God, things can get hard. Things can get chaotic. And we look back and we think, well, I remember it was fun doing this. And I remember it was fun doing that. I remember it was fun going here or going there. Praise God. But we forget, amen, that the bondage that it had us in, amen, and we forget those things. All we remember is the good times. Pleasures, if you will. And that's what Moses, Word of God said, by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Praise God. Amen. It's only for a little while, but then it's miserable. And God, help me. Help me. I'm tired of the life that I'm living. I want a change in my life. And then when God gives us a change, amen, and then, you know, life, praise God. How many of you here have to work? How many of you here have to put food on the table, pay bills, buy clothes for growing children? I see a bunch of babies. They're growing and diapers and bottles, and it's no longer about you. It's all about them now. Praise God. Amen. They need a place to live. You got to work. Amen. Provide. Amen. And the Word of God says that if any man doesn't provide for his own house, he's worse than an infidel. Somebody that doesn't believe. So I'm just a simple thought tonight. I won't be lengthy, like I said. Just don't look back. When things get hard, and sometimes we're going to have challenges in life, even living for God, things are going to happen. Word of God says that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Amen. When it was freezing cold this past week, amen, we were freezing cold just like everybody else, whether they lived for God or not. Amen. That's just life, things in life. So when you put your hand, get a good hold, get a good grip on the things of God. Don't let go and don't look back. Praise God. Just don't look back. Now, there's a story that I want to talk about in the book of Genesis. Lot and his family were living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God saw that the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah, it was so wicked that you got to imagine how this place must have been terribly, must have been worse than San Francisco, if not just as bad. I mean, they had some, I mean, it's bad if you pay attention, people out there just pooping on the roads, the sidewalks, and just doing things that are what we consider just nasty. Praise God. So Sodom and Gomorrah must have been worse. And God had a conversation with Abraham. He said, you know, the sins, the cries of Sodom have reached up, and I'm going to go see if it's, I'm going to go take a look myself. You know, let me tell you something. If God himself has to take a look at our life, we need to be very careful. If God is going to take a personal look, and he does, but I'm talking about he focused on Sodom and Gomorrah that day. So he told Abraham, I'm going to go and destroy that cities, the cities about them. And Abraham had a conversation with God, and he talked God down all the way to if he found 10 righteous, that he wouldn't destroy that city. And I believe that Abraham was thinking about his nephew Lot and his family. And God said, if I find 10 righteous, I'm not going to destroy the cities. Praise God. So he sent his angels there to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot was standing outside the gate, and he saw them. Lot recognized that they were angelic beings. They were not just ordinary men. Praise God. Praise God. The Word of God tells us, don't forget to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels thereby. You might think it's just some poor person off the street not knowing that it's an angel of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 19. That's where we're going to start this story. Amen. The angels are already in Sodom and they're at Lot's house. Chapter 19 and verse 12. And they're getting ready to rain hellfire and brimstone. That's the way to go, ain't it? Genesis chapter 19 and verse 12. And if you're there, say amen. And the men said unto Lot. Now, these are the two angels that came to Lot. And the men said unto Lot, has thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place? You know, it's God's will that our whole family be saved. It's God's will. Hey, if mama and daddy are saved, we want your children. We want your in-laws. We want all your family saved. So these angels are telling, amen, they're telling Lot, bring them to this place. We need to bring them to church, people. And look what it goes on to say, verse 3. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. These angels are saying, God has sent us to destroy this place because it is wicked. Amen. And the word, well, I'll continue reading. But the word of God tells us that God destroyed the world the first time with water. And he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire, making them an example. It says that the worlds that were then were destroyed by water, he hath reserved to be destroyed by fire this time. Praise God. It says the elements will melt with fervent heat. Amen. It's still hell, fire, and brimstone. It's still holiness or hell. Praise God. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, get up, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But it seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. So Lot had extended family. Amen. Have you tried talking to extended family? And they said, man, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And that's what when Lot was telling them, God is going to destroy this place. You need to get out, save yourself from this untoward generation, because God has determined a day in which he's going to judge the world in righteousness. And people are going to look at you, and a lot of them are going to say, you're crazy. The world has been here for thousands of years and nothing has happened. That's been preached for over 2,000 years, and it has. Praise God. But the word of God says, amen, that the promises, God is not slack concerning his promises, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. God wants everyone to be saved, even your in-laws and outlaws or whatever kind of law you got. He wants extended family members, but some of them are just going to look at you and say, you're crazy. The same way that his sons-in-law looked at Lot. They said, man, you're crazy. That ain't nothing going to happen. And they didn't listen. Praise God. Let's continue reading. Verse 15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters. These were the two daughters that had stayed home that were not married, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, he took his time. He took his time. Lot's taking his time. He's, the angel saying, get out of here. but he's taking his time. Amen. You know that God, when God is going to move, he's going to move. When God is going to do something, he's going to do it, and nothing is going to stop God from doing his will. He said, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and it will not return unto me void, but it's going to accomplish that which I have sent it. Praise God. Whatever he had purposed for his word to do, God is going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. You're taking too long. Come on, let's go. Amen. The angels, hey, we have a job to do, and we're going to do it, but we can't do it while you're still here. Praise God. We have to get you out of here. Amen. Whether you go willingly or we're just going to drag you out. And that's what they did. They grabbed him by the hand. Let's go, Lot. You, your wife, and your two little girls that, amen, that are here with you. The other ones didn't want to go. Well, they can stay. Praise God. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. This is where I got this thought. Don't look back. Don't look back. God is going to judge the unrighteous. All that sin, amen, that's in the world, we don't have to look back and be part of it. Praise God. I was thinking about, you know, I'm glad they did away with DEI and, or EI, DEA or something. I even forgot the acronym. There's so many. Because they got LBGQ, elemental P, whatever. President said there's only two. There's male and female. Praise God. And let me tell you something. You don't have to accept that idea. Amen. That doesn't have to be a part of your makeup. Praise God. You may know somebody that's a little confused, and that's what it is, confusion. Praise God. We serve a perfect God. God is perfect. He did not put a woman in a man's body, and he did not put a man in a woman's body. He didn't put a woman in a man's body, and he didn't put a man in a woman's body. He made male and female. Praise God. Amen. So I don't have to accept their ideology. Praise God. Amen. Now, we still have to love souls. Don't get me wrong. But we don't have to agree with their sin. If it's sin, it's sin. It's wrong, it's wrong. Praise God. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Don't turn and look back. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Don't be a part of the destruction and judgment that's going to come upon the world. Praise God. Don't try and see how close to the world you can get. Get as far away from it as you can. We need to get as far away from sin as we possibly can. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Get rid of those bottles of beer and whiskey and packs of cigarettes and things that destroy your body. That destroys the body. Praise God. And the body belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. I don't want to be destroyed by fire when Jesus comes back. In the book of Zephaniah, it says, and this is the plague with I will plague them that have fought against Jerusalem. It says that their eyes will dissolve in their socket, their mouth will consume in their, or their tongue will consume in their mouth, and their flesh will be consumed by fire. Praise God. Amen. And Lot said unto them, "Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live?" And he said unto him, "See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for that which thou hast spoken." Praise God. Hey, how many know that we can pray for cities? We can intercede. God, don't, amen, save souls in Clarksville, in the community, in the Montgomery County. Draw souls. Touch people with your spirit, oh God. Draw them with your spirit. Reveal your word to them. Reveal yourself unto them. Then he goes on to say, "Haste thee, escape thither." For look what he said. "For I cannot do anything till thou be come thither." Amen. God is not going to do anything. The word of God says that he has not appointed us unto wrath. How many know that? The wrath of God is not for the people of God. The wrath of God is for those that don't obey and that don't know who Jesus is. Praise God. "Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither." Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. You know, if I want anything to rain upon me, I want the Holy Ghost to rain upon me. I don't want fire and brimstone to be rained upon me. God, pour out your spirit upon me. Hallelujah. I want to feel, amen, if anything's going to be poured out upon me, I don't want it to be hellfire and brimstone. I want it to be the Holy Ghost, amen, to touch me, to saturate me, to go from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet in Jesus' name. Praise God. The Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire. For those of you that don't know what brimstone is, that's sulfur. It's flammable and it stinks. Praise God. And fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city, all the inhabitants of the city, and that which grew upon the ground. He just destroyed everything that was there. Man, beast, and plants. But his wife, talking about Lot's wife, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now, I don't know why she looked back after being told, don't look back. There is something inherent in humanity this day where we're just curious, why don't I look back? Why doesn't God want me to do this? Praise God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. We don't want to find out. Just don't do it. Leave it alone. Don't come near it. If God said don't do it, just don't do it. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to find out the hard way of why. And some people do. They find out the hard way of why I shouldn't have done what I did. Praise God. But his wife looked back. And I wonder why she looked back. Amen. I'm pretty sure, amen, she probably heard the thundering, amen, of the hail of brimstone falling upon Sodom and Gomorrah. It wasn't only Sodom and Gomorrah. It was other cities, a total of five, I believe, amen, that were consumed with fire and brimstone. And it says that the smoke arose. Well, how do you know that, Brother Tony? Because Abraham saw it, if you keep reading the story. Abraham saw the smoke arise because Abraham woke up early in the morning to look out in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he saw the smoke rising up, amen, from those cities. But she turned back after being told not to look back. People, we don't need to look back to the world. We don't need to look back to, amen, what's going to destroy us. Praise God. This morning I talked about, amen, Paul. He said this one thing, he said, I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. In other words, he's looking forward. He's not looking back. We cannot look back, so don't look back to the things of this world. Now, I was wondering about her. Why did she look back? And I started thinking, well, her children were there. She probably thought about her children, her daughters, because if she had sons-in-laws, that means she had other daughters. Her family probably had grandchildren. So she looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. And I've been asked this question many times. Why salt? Why a pillar of salt? The Word of God says salt is good. But once salt has lost its savior, it's good for nothing. So she was just a pile of good for nothing salt. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? I don't think anybody went over there and scraped it off and used it for seasoning. Amen. It may sound funny, but I'm serious. I bet people knew that that was Lot's wife. Praise God. Amen. So my advice is don't look back. You got your hands on the plow. You're doing the right thing. Continue doing the right thing. You're doing good. Continue good, doing good. And good things are going to happen. If you revert back, if I revert back, if I look back and do the things, amen, that I used to do, then I'm going to get the same results of when I used to do it. Praise God. Going to end up in jail. Praise God. Going to overdose. Praise God. I know about a little bit about overdosing. God had mercy on me. I took so much LSD, PCP, and I was dying. Praise God. I don't want to look back to those things. Amen. Can we clap our hands up to the Lord? Praise God. Amen. I only had three verses tonight. Well, three chapters. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 26. Luke 17, verse 26. If you're there, say amen. And look what it says. Luke 17, verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Does that sound familiar? There's people getting married, divorced, and sometimes they're not even getting married, they're just shacking up. And there's building. You don't have to go far to see all the construction taking place in Clarksville. I mean, there's houses all over the place. When I first moved to Tiny Town Road, it was just one way going this way and one way coming down this way. And it was all fields. Praise God. 20 years later, it's a four-lane road, and there's plazas up and down where there used to be cornfields, wheat fields. Praise God. There used to be a big field behind my house. Now it's bunch of plazas and buildings, and praise God. So same thing is happening. Man is multiplying, and when you get men and multiplying, sin is going to multiply. Praise God. But where iniquity abound, the grace of God did much more abound. If you have the grace of God, it's greater than all the sin that's taking place around us. Praise God. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot. We just talked about Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. Same thing. They're buying, people are selling, people are building, people are getting married. We don't have to go back thousands of years to see that. It's happening now. Praise God. And look what it says in verse 29. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now, we have to remember, he's going to take the church. The wrath of God is not for the people of God. Praise God. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Praise God. Don't worry about your possessions. You're not taking them with you. Praise God. There are some people, they've got so much, amen, that's all they think about. Oh, somebody's going to steal that. And they got to lock it up. And I don't trust nobody and secure it. They're more concerned about their possessions than their souls. We cannot do that, people. We have to be concerned about our souls. Praise God. Amen. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Now, you have to remember, Jesus is talking in the times where they're at. They wouldn't understand if he was to use the jargon of today's, you know, if you're on your computer, if you're on laptop, if you're building skyscrapers. He's talking about men working in field. Back then, it was just pretty much agriculture. Praise God. And if you're back there and it's time to go when Jesus comes, don't worry about going back home. Praise God. Any man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. You're not fit. Amen. If you're plowing the field, keep plowing. Don't turn back. Praise God. And then look what it says in verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. In other words, don't fall into that same example of Lot's wife and looking back. She didn't make it. Praise God. It would have been the same if she had stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah and been consumed by fire. She didn't make it with Lot and his daughters. So don't look back. Don't look back. Amen. Keep your hand on the plow. Keep plowing. Amen. And let the dead bury their dead. Follow Jesus. He says, one of the disciples said, we've left all. We left our homes. We left our wives. We left our Peter. We left everything. And Jesus said, you haven't left anything. You haven't left mother, father, amen, that you're not going to receive 100-fold in this world. Praise God. You know what? I was an orphan growing up in the streets of California, but I've met many father figure ministers. Amen. A lot of preachers, older men, amen, that taught me, amen, and I looked up to them as a father figure, and also older women, I looked at them as mother figures. You know, I was one, I hate to say this, but I'll say it anyway. I didn't feel too good towards my mother. I disliked my mother till I got older. I tried to understand, praise God. But when I was young, I despised her, praise God. And I just asked God to forgive me for that, amen. But that's the truth. And now I'm older. And I try to realize what she was going through, what went through her mind. You know, I never got the opportunity to talk to her. Amen. She passed away when I was a young teenager. I was already put with guardians. We were taken from her. But don't look back. Praise God. Can we all stand? Jesus, I'm many have made up in their mind that they're not turning back? Have you made up in your mind, I'm not going back, I'm not turning back, I'm not even going to look back? Praise God. Amen. Don't look, if you don't look back, you won't turn back. If you look forward, you'll go forward. Don't look back, because if you look back, you're probably going to want to go back. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just lift up our hands? Let's just worship the Lord a little bit before we're dismissed. Lord.